WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. I'm your host, Logan Cruz. And let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home because we all need a little TLC sometimes. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're juggling a million things and forgetting to pour into yourself? Yeah, that's where self-care comes in, not as some fluffy trend, but as a serious tool for building mental toughness and crushing it in life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in your car and expect it to perform at its best, right? So why treat your mind and body any differently? Now, I know what you might be thinking, Logan. Self-care sounds great, but where do I even begin? You're busy, life's hectic, and finding time for yourself can feel like trying to catch a greased piglet. But trust me, it's absolutely worth it. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build a self-care routine that truly nourishes your body and mind. First up, define what self-care means to YOU. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. S. It's about understanding your individual needs. Are you someone who thrives on solitude? Maybe an evening walk in nature or a good book is your perfect recharge. Or maybe you're the social butterfly who finds energy in connecting with friends. Find what truly fills your cup, because self-care isn't one size fits all. Next, make it a non-negotiable part of your schedule. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Mark it on your calendar and stick to it. Even if it's just 15 minutes a day, consistency is key. You wouldn't skip a workout if you wanted to get stronger, right? Same goes for self-care. Make it a habit that you prioritize. Third, move your body. I know, exercise can feel like another chore on an already overflowing list. But trust me, even a short walk or some light stretching can do wonders for both your physical and mental health. It releases endorphins, reduces stress, and boosts your energy levels. So get up, get moving, and feel the difference. Number 4, nourish yourself with healthy food. You are what you eat, folks. Fueling your body with nutritious foods gives it the power to perform at its best. Think of it as giving your car premium gas. It'll run smoother and get you further. And don't forget about staying hydrated. Water is essential for everything from brain function to digestion. And finally, give yourself permission to disconnect. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by constant notifications and demands on our attention. Take breaks from screens, silence your phone, and allow yourself some quiet time to recharge and refocus. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your mind becomes when you give it a chance to breathe. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday afternoon, work is winding down, and you're feeling that familiar tightness in your shoulders from staring at the computer all week. You could easily just jump straight into the weekend chaos, errands, appointments, social events, but instead, you decide to prioritize yourself. You put on some calming music, light a candle, if that's your thing, draw a warm bath, and soak away the stress. You take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, the warmth of the water, the scent of the candles, the peaceful quiet. You feel your body start to relax, your mind starts to clear, and you're ready to face the weekend feeling refreshed and energized. That's the power of self-care. So remember, folks, this isn't about being selfish or indulgent. It's about investing in yourself. Because when you take care of your body and mind, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to tackle everything life throws your way. Now, I want to hear from you. what's one self-care habit you're going to implement this week? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag SpartanSelfCare. Let's build a community of people who prioritize their well-being and support each other on this journey. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep pushing, keep growing, and never stop taking care of yourself. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.